Chapter 4. The Word Becomes Flesh. I am thinking of the things of spirit that are made flesh, and how the spirit spiritualizes them. Therefore, spirit materialized is incorruptible, undefiled, and fadeth not away. Hence, being spirit, I am happy. I am free. Nothing can or does hold me, for I am spirit, even though I am flesh. Yet in my flesh do I see God. My eyes see Him for myself. The Word became flesh. Yet in my flesh shall I see God, etc. We have heard for ages that the Spirit had to be materialized, and it is just this new point of revelation that has come to us that causes us to see the practicability of a spiritual teaching. Always before, we have had matter as a thing separate from spirit, a thing upon which spirit acted. But little by little, we are seeing the folly of this dual teaching. We are actually moving up into the place where the spirit is becoming materialized, and in our flesh, we are seeing this oneness. As we come more and more into line with the wonderful teaching of Jesus Christ, we understand what was meant when he said, I and my Father are one. The blending of spirit, the spiritualizing of matter, and the materializing of spirit cause us to become receiving stations for the new world of liberation and freedom, which heretofore we were unable to receive because the apparatus was not sufficiently fine to bear the burden of the joy that was contained therein. What could an old, dying, broken body possibly do to receive the undying message of truth? There is nothing in common between the two, and if the truth could get through, the congested cells of human thinking would not be sufficiently strong to receive the new word. It is wonderful. Can you understand now the walking on water? Now you see the new idea before you, the word made flesh. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. What will you do with this statement? If God be spirit and must be worshipped in spirit, what about the material thinking and the mental striving to worship him with a fleshly mind that knows something that God does not know? Think it over for yourself, and if you find that it is so, then cleave to the line and accept your new heritage and begin to enjoy the fruits of spirit. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, which is and which was and which is to come, saith the Lord. This interesting piece of information is given us to show that the whole relativity, past, present, and future, is swallowed up in the unchanging presence of spirit. Do you begin to see how Jesus was offering you a full salvation through the Father idea? It is wonderful. When Jesus was resurrected, he had a body of flesh and blood, and yet that body was not subject to any of the laws of the human mind. Hence, we see that the Word made flesh is the state at which we shall arrive when we are ready to take the single standard and accept God as here and now. Therefore, spirit materialized is incorruptible and fadeth not away. Do you understand the way to life eternal and youth eternal? When you identify yourself with materialized spirit, you will find that it is incorruptible. That is, it is not to be corrupted by the belief in years or the ravages of sin and disease. Do you begin to see the futility of all the talk about life eternal and youth eternal as long as the idea of materialized spirit is not recognized? If you posit first old age that has to be destroyed, then you are defeated before you get started. And 1,000 affirmations are not going to break the hateful law of the human mind. But when you awake to the glorious possibilities of the sons of God and begin to claim your right and press your claim, you will begin to experience the glorious materialization of the spirit and the spiritualization of matter, and then you shall know that it is possible. The glorious freshness of spirit made flesh has nothing to do with the effect that is produced by outside aids, or a straining to make a bold show of an old body with a false appearance of joy. The radiance of spirit gives forth its beauty and freshness of power that has nothing to do with anything on the outside. Spirit fadeth not away. Where could it fade to, since all is spirit? So the last enemy is being swallowed up in victory. The only thing that ever died was a belief, which was engendered by the acceptance of yourself as a human-born thing of human parentage. All things that have a beginning have an end. And in order to escape this rather disastrous thing, it is well for us to begin to see the new way that is offered us. Yet in my own flesh shall I see God. If for one instant you see God in your flesh, you will lose all the beliefs you have had of age and bondage. It is wonderful. Nothing Jesus did or nothing a man can do for you as a person can save you. You must save yourself. This is an old idea in new words, in clearer language. Work out your own salvation, which has been such a bugbear to truth students, becomes a beautiful opportunity to reveal God in the flesh. Jesus did not advocate gifts. He advocated the giver. He did not advocate blessings. He advocated the blesser. Do you see how your attention is taken from things and placed on the source of all? Thus you are not to praise the gift, but the giver, and the giver is the God within and without you. The blesser is that to which the praise belongs. The blessing, when released, goes its way. Call not me, Jesus, good, but one which is in heaven. Take the attention away from the manifestation and place it on the manifester, and in this way begin to see the new day dawn. Absent from the body of materialism and present with the Lord, with the Spirit, which will cause you to come forth with the spiritualized body and universe. It is only with the spiritualized body that the wonders of which we have so long read can be performed. Are you beginning to realize the magnitude of this glorious secret doctrine that is pouring out upon us this day? Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby all good shall come unto you. What a wonderful invitation. What will you do with it? You do not need any introduction to God. You do not need any further recommendation, for who has the power to recommend you to God? You do not need any recommendation to speak the word of God, nor any recommendation to acquaint yourself with him. Acquaint now thyself with him in the midst of you, and be at peace, thereby all good shall come unto you. Whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, and nothing can be taken from it. One of the things that God did was to cause you to come into expression, and that too in his image and likeness. And this is one of the things to which nothing can be added, nor from which anything can be taken. The great suffering that you have experienced is due to the fact that you have added many things unto this perfect creation. You have added family, creed, race, birth, human beliefs of all shades and colors, and hence you have gone against the Holy Ghost, as it were, and you are suffering by reason of your own bondage, self-imposed, not from any cruelty of God. Awake, thou that sleepest, and Christ shall give thee light. Likewise, nor anything taken from it. So the spiritualized matter will be restored to you, and the gifts and the riches of the joint heir shall be revealed, for nothing shall be, or has been taken from you, the perfect manifestation of the living God. Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. The glory of God shall be revealed, and so it is. Isn't it wonderful? The words that I speak unto you are spirit and are truth. That Christ Jesus was without learning is one of the things that cause the wise and prudent to marvel. Watch that you be not led astray by any man's teaching. If the inner voice does not agree with the revelation, then you can set it aside for another day. Follow no man any further than he follows the glorious revelation of Jesus Christ. Watch. In a moment, you think not, I come. Suddenly, as a glorious sun bursting through the clouds, does a new revelation come, and with it, the new manifestation. Do you hear, you who read this line? It is essential to be led by the Spirit of God, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When your soul goes to heaven, then your body must go to heaven also. The reason so many lack prosperity and happiness today is that when your souls go to heaven, their bodies are left behind. You must keep soul and body together, and then you will always be prosperous, healthy, and happy. I will not be separated from my mind, soul, and body. I keep them all together in heaven. Hence, I have the key to all understanding and the key to all underground treasures. So many people can meditate and let their minds get into a state of bliss, heaven, and yet have nothing happen on the outside. They experience all the things they desire mentally while the body is going without bare necessities. It is wonderful that this dual manner of life is passing away and man is beginning to take his body to heaven. How is it flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven? And then it is we see the necessity of spiritualizing matter so that it can come through to the plane of reality. Do you see? The flesh and blood spoken of is the separated idea to which man has lived in bondage to all these long years. It is wonderful. Now comes the wonderful light that mind, soul, and body are one and must be recognized as one, not as three, with three different sets of laws. The three are one, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. One, wholeness, completeness, glorious man, made in the image and likeness of the Father. It is wonderful. As soon as you recognize the all-presence of God, the spirit of the consciousness of the presence of God, all this glorious process will begin to make itself manifest to you. Do not look back and crystallize to past conditions. Do not turn into a pillar of salt. Do not go back to the darkness of your former reasoning process. The voice has spoken to you direct, out of the depths of your being. He who hears, obeys, and will rise and follow the Christ, whithersoever he leadeth. It is wonderful when you make the unconditional surrendered of yourself and all the human teaching, the unconditional surrender of the government of your life. Then you will say with Peter, I have left all to follow thee. Now what shall I have in return? Beloved, you shall have in return infinitely more than you ever dreamed of as possible in the old way. The miracles will become natural laws, and you shall go your way. Who travels alone travels far. All mortal habits, systems, ways, ideas, etc., are weights. When you have thrown off the weight and the sin which does so easily beset you, then you will run the race that is set before you and wait patiently for Christ to rise in you. Cast all mortal tendencies, personal ideas, and fancies out of your consciousness and consequently out of your system, and you will suddenly experience a feeling of lightness. You will feel like a new creature. It is wonderful to know that when you have made the complete surrender and sacrifice of all these human beliefs and tendencies, that Christ is ready to rise in you. Just as soon as you make the complete surrender, he will rise instantaneously. It is wonderful. The complete surrender of all these habits and systems, ways and ideas, etc., is not nearly so difficult as it seems. You are already through with most of them. Most people are already two-thirds of the way into their divine heritage. They only need this final acceptance of the glorious presence to make it complete and to see the sudden rise of the Christ within. It is wonderful. Nothing can stay this power. Nothing can keep it back. He will rise and will rise in you with healing in his wings. It is wonderful to have arrived at this state, at the state of full surrender, full relaxation, full consecration, self-denial. Here I am, Lord, send me. And you have arrived at this state and are experiencing the new joy of letting the government be upon the shoulders of this new and wonderful power. You are beginning to recognize that the Word has been made flesh, that the flesh is being spiritualized and the Spirit materialized. And his flesh was new and fresh as a babe's. The mighty holy love that transcends all limitation goes far into the infinite, the end of which you cannot vision, for it is limitless, and it is also without beginning or days, and without end of life. Therefore, you can enjoy it and launch out into it, and there will be no end to your life either. Do you see with what ease this immense gift is placed before you? It is wonderful.